Okay, we're back. This is the Dana Pritzer Show for January 10th, 2007. We've got Tim Miller on the line. We've all been following the Jody Sanderholm case, both on the Texas EquiSearch webpage and the Scared Monkeys webpage and on mainstream media. There's been a conclusion, I guess, so to speak. Tim, what's going on with this case?
Well, and I don't know there's been a total conclusion. There's, you know, an arrest has not been made yet. And number one, Dana, if you don't mind me starting out to say that my condolences, EquiSearch's condolences, and I think everybody listening to right now that the condolences go out certainly to the family. What a terrible loss.
Yes.
I mean, Jody was a girl, a valedictorian of her class, in dance, in dance clubs, in pre-dentistry, just had everything in the world going for her. This was not one of them girls that decided to run off and go do some drugs or go hang out with a boyfriend or something. It was just, from everything we understand, a crime of opportunity and a terrible loss, terrible, terrible loss for a wonderful family, a terrible, terrible loss for a wonderful community. And I want to praise law enforcement up there for a small community in a case like this, which they've never had one like this. What a tremendous job they did. They knew there were some resources that they needed that they didn't have. They were not that, I'm not going to say typical, but in some ways typical law enforcement agency that was so territorial. As law enforcement agents, called some organizations to come in and assist. KBI was there, Kansas Bureau of Investigations, and of course, Police Department, Sheriff Department, Texas EquiSearch, and another organization. And again, I think I shared it a couple weeks ago when I got off the search in South Carolina.
Yep.
That it proves that these volunteer organizations can get together, they can work together. For one purpose, this purpose was for Jody. We did a tremendous job with them, and I'm not saying that to pat myself or EquiSearch on the back, but we did a tremendous job. We was called to do a job. They felt as though it was possible the boat was in the water. They had divers in the water the day before. The divers just didn't go out far enough. Apparently the car floated longer than anybody anticipated it would float. It made it out in the lake farther than anybody anticipated it would make it out. And the divers did a good job, but they didn't go out far enough.
Mm-hmm.
We put the boat in the water, and before the trailer and the truck pulled out of the boat ramp, we already had the car located on Sides Camp Sonar. We put one of our divers down there. He got the license plate number, description of the vehicle and everything. It was Jody's. And it was less than in 1 minute. And it was an incredible, incredible find. And again, it's a wonderful, wonderful volunteers that EquiSearch has that go out there and their hearts in what they're doing. And then other searchers found her body. Pretty close to the same time, about 8 miles away, and law enforcement had a job to do, which was doing an investigation. They didn't have the resources to do the searching, and everybody came together and made something happen, and of course, not what we wanted to happen.
Right.
We wanted Jody to be safe, go home, sleep in her own bed tonight. That did not happen, but she's found. She was found in a period of time that there's plenty of evidence, which I don't doubt there's going to be a conviction. And the family has some closure. And the last I heard, and I don't even know if I should say this, she was found soon enough, there may possibly, and I'm saying that conservatively, possibly could be an open casket.
Okay.
So everybody did a tremendous job that we don't want to always do. So anyhow, we're just blessed and thank God for the resources and thank God for being there. He's the number one that needs all the credit.
Well, and it's great work on your guys' behalf. And just quickly before I let you go, Tim, you talk about a small police department. They've never really had a case like this before, and they certainly don't have the resources. How quickly can Texas EquiSearch, once they're requested, turn around and get somewhere to help?
You know, it was ironic, and again, it's God's work, not ours. When we got the call from Detective Arnett down there, and then he called and said, "Can you help?" We were actually the boat and the sonar equipment was in Oklahoma on a search we've been working for about 3 months, where we feel as though we've got the image of a body there, and they went back down there to scan it again to see if they could find it, and we had some divers in there. So when the Detective Arnett called and said, "Is there any way he can help?" Well, our boat and sonar equipment and stuff was almost 2 hours away.
Wow.
And we got on the very next flight out, and we was there within a matter of hours from when we got that call. And again, it was 100% God's work, where the boat, the sonar equipment was. Continental Airlines helped us out so much in getting us on these searches for these missing loved ones. And I just can't say enough for the people that are involved with us, the law enforcement agencies that have enough confidence in us to call us, and these poor families out there that,
yeah.
You know, again, I've said this 100 times, this is not a career I would have ever chosen. I've been on the side of the fence that Jody's family's been on, so I am one person who can say I know what these families go through, and because of that, I think is our dedication that why we do what we do and why our success rate is where it is. And I would only pray the day comes when we don't get any more phone calls because we're not needed. And unfortunately, I don't think that day will ever come, Dana.
Well, we can all hope for that, but you're right. That day probably won't come. You're doing God's work. Tim Miller, thanks for joining me this evening.
Thank you so much.
Take care, my friend. Bye-bye.
Good night.
That's Tim Miller from Texas EquiSearch. You are listening to the Dana Pretzer Show on Scared Monkeys Radio Network. We'll be right back.